No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Morena Ange.
Morena, I'm How back in the you? Hood.
It's lovely to have you back up in the studio.
Isn't it? It's been a while.
It has been a while, and the people need you. We've got some texts in around this time of the year. It all starts to get a bit full on.
It does. Cold,
and everyone's getting ill.
Yes.
We've had a question from someone who has asked, I've got really bad circulation and my chilblains in winter are awful. Any good remedies for this in winter?
So anything that helps with warming circulation is chili or ginger. You can even make it in your teapot, put chopped ginger root in.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah. And exercise is good because that helps promote peripheral circulation and collateral circulation. But the main thing about chilblains is people are heating up their extremities too quickly.
Right, okay.
And that makes the vessels, the capillaries burst kind of thing. So what you want to do there is warm up slowly. So use wool or... I love wool.
It is great, isn't it?
That's the best. Yeah, and you can even, if you're... If you're underweight, you might need to put on a bit more weight because you're just too cold and the blood can't get to the extremities. And then otherwise, some people even mix up in a bit of talcum powder, a bit of chilli powder.
True, okay.
And that's a bushwalker's secret, you know,
right.
For frostbite and things like that. And that helps topically if you're really suffering from it. And then if you want to fix the chilblains, you get... I like Absolute Essentials essential oils, and they have geranium, and you put it topically on your chilblains, and it just fixes it.
That's fantastic. Well, there we go.
I had them at boarding school because it was so cold down in Marton. In Taupo. It was the Taupo, I should say. Taupo, yeah.
So that definitely sounds like something that you can fix yourself at home. You just need to be gentle on yourself.
Yes, warm up slowly. Like, we used to have these oil heaters on the back of the classroom walls, you know, and they're like too hot. They're too. It's also too cold, you know. It's like...
Oh, that is a big school memory for me as well.
Yeah.
We've got a question from someone who says, best type of multivitamins for this time of the year, what should I be taking?
I like a multivitamin which has got the activated Bs in it usually, in case you're a person who can't process Bs so well. That covers all bases then. Then it's got iodine and selenium in the right amounts, which helps with breast pain or preventing thyroid illnesses and... prostates and breast cancers and things like that. So I usually go for Geno Active or Biotrest, but they are practitioner range ones, but I can easily set you up so that you can order online and get that. But otherwise you just go for probably, you know, the ones in the health food shop.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Someone has texted in as well saying, I get super hormonally anxious a week out from my period. How do I manage this?
Oh, right. I would start off with... Pretty much everybody needs magnesium these days, I was going to say, you know. So whenever you feel like you're leading up to your period, just load up in magnesium. And I usually go magnesium bisglycinate. Or on my website, you can do a mineral appraisal, and that will get you onto the right minerals for you. Because some people get mind chatter and worry and that sort of thing. Or they feel liverish and wake up in the night. So that helps with that. And then there's always Stress Less, which is a herbal tonic with nervines to help sort that out. Exercise, child pose, deep breathing, so you get back into parasympathetic nervous system and out of the fight-flight mode.
That's a good one.
And, you know, just treat yourself kindly, like, you know, try kindness and understanding for yourself, you know, so as you go, okay, we're coming up to this time, we know about this, let's have a nice lunch.
Speaking of stress, that is something that someone here has texted in saying it's, I've got heaps of exams coming up, and I know a lot of people will probably be in that boat right now.
Yeah.
Good thing for concentrating and reducing stress. What would be, I guess, some good tips there?
Exactly. So I would put a big soup on and protein, boiled eggs and things like that. You don't want to run on coffee and sugar. Like, get into the protein so you've got that steady energy release. And remember to breathe, deep breathing, write notes to yourself. But also get out and have a break, like a walk around the park kind of thing, even if it's around the block. Helps you integrate the new information that you've just swatted. And then you get these pearls of wisdom because it balances the left and right hemisphere of your brain and you go, oh, yeah, I got it. Or make up little algorithms to help you remember
That is a good one, actually.
Yeah. I used to write cue cards and all those sorts of things. Depends whether you're a visual learner or not.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And just keep deep breathing and use your nervines, like magnesium again. It just balances so much biochemistry, and we're just fizzing it at the moment.
Excellent. We've got a text from someone who says, "Hi, Ange, best fish oil for pregnancy and breastfeeding."
This is really important because they did a study and showed, it was the Gluckman Institute, they found that a lot of fish oils are rancid, so it's going pro-inflammatory. And they went, oh, this is a worry, because in pregnancy, about 40% of people have fish oil. And it is important for especially the third trimester brain development, eye development. So give me a call, this person, and I'll put you onto a practitioner range, which I know is good, and it tests strong, and it's got all the good reports about it.
And if they want to find your number, where would they go to find that?
Oh, there's always naturalange.com.
Excellent.
Yeah, do that.
We have got another text from someone who says, do you know of anything to help with vertigo?
Okay. If it's a viral thing, we need to treat the virus. Some people have it in their semilunar canals in the inner ear, and so we can reduce inflammation there and decongest so that the inner ear can work properly. Depends what the cause is of the vertigo. So maybe with this person. And if it's motion sickness, then that's another thing. But vertigo, I'd probably go an echinacea in 7.1, 2.1, which is on my website.
Cool, fantastic. And we've had one which is a big one from someone who's saying, deep depression, what can you recommend? It's a tricky one.
Get someone trained to talk to you, because this can be a life-threatening problem. Yeah, so step one, that. And then upon that recommendation, exercise, gardening, get out in the sun, choose your company well, like, you know, people who make you feel good. Watch social media, because that makes you feel horrible after a while.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can always book an appointment with me, and then we can go with herbal medicine if you want to go the herbal medicine route, but do get professional advice for this.
Excellent. Yeah, that is very good advice. Just some texts from people saying hi as well, which is always nice. We've missed you.
Oh, that's nice. I love coming back to Auckland. We were just saying in the car, oh, isn't it great? We just dip in every 4 weeks.
Exactly. So if people want to get in touch, they've got some more specific questions that they want to run by you. Natural Ange website's a good place to go.
That's a good place, because you can sort of write me a little email and I'll get back to you.
And you are in town monthly, so you can meet with people then, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. So, and I think there might be a spot this afternoon if anybody needs it, but there's, you can, on the left-hand side of the homepage, there's bookings for Auckland, bookings online, and then I can post your stuff as well.
So fantastic.
It's all good.
It's all good. Hey, thank you so much, Ange. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too. It's
and,
great.
We'll have you back soon.
Okay, sounds great.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.